spent some time celebrating Martin Luther King Jr. Here earlier on the program, we played the I Have a Dream speech in its entirety in two parts. And now on the other end of our line, we've got Marvin Williams, who's the lead pastor at Trinity Church in Lansing. Marvin, good morning.
Hey, Tony. How are you, man?
Thanks so much. And I wanted to get you on the program because to talk about Martin Luther King Jr., there's several perspectives we can get your take on. First of all, as a kid, and if I get this right, you grew up in the Chicago area, correct?
Yes, yes, that's correct.
As you were growing up, what impact did Martin Luther King Jr. have on you, your friends, your family?
Yeah, we, you know, at our church, we had, yearly, Black History programs, of which, Dr. King was a prominent figure in that. And so we, at a very early age, we got an opportunity to see, to see his life, to see his legacy. My parents got a chance to, be a part of the movement early on. And so they really taught us, what he meant, standing for freedom and equality and justice and those kinds of things. So at a very early age, I got a chance to feel the impact, at least through my parents and through my pastors and that sort of thing, of his life.
What did it mean?
I think it meant for me that there is, there was an opportunity, there were opportunities that just were not afford, at least a dream of an opportunity to become reality that just was not afforded, African-Americans, through, the Jim Crow laws and those kinds of things. And so I got a chance to see that Dr. King, he gave his life in and sacrificed his life for freedoms that we probably wouldn't realize for 20, 30, 40 years from now. And so, so a part of that, I'm living that today, and very appreciative of the sacrifice he made, as well as others who fought nonviolently, during the civil rights movement.
Has that movement changed now that you have children?
I think it's changed somewhat, but I don't think we relinquished the fight. I don't think we relinquished. Talk to my kids all the time. I talk to my son, talk to my daughter about, what happened in the past and that we're still fighting for that today. Whether it's the public schools or whether it's just, just fighting for freedom, period. We cannot lose sight of all that, Dr. King accomplished. And I think we still have to fight for it, whether it's on a large scale or whether it's on a small scale. I think we still have to fight for justice everywhere.
What does that?
And I try to tell my kids that.
Yeah. What does that mean for people of faith, as a clergyman, as someone who teaches the Word of God?
Yeah. One of the things that I go back to is Dr. King had a calling. He had a calling, and a lot of people don't realize that he really agonized over whether he was going to even leave the civil rights movement. I think. 3 o'clock in the morning, over a cold cup of coffee, he cried out to God and said he didn't, really didn't want to do it, but he felt such a compelling, move in his heart to do this. And over that cold cup of coffee, 3 o'clock in the morning, after, he had received threatening phone calls, he felt called by God to fight for justice. And I think some people lose sight of that. And when you're called to something, you have to say things and do things that probably would not, that's not going to be popular to people. And I think that was the case with Dr. King. And I think we have to realize that just as Dr. King had a calling, we too have a calling as Christians to fight for justice. And yes, we preach the word, we preach going to heaven, but we also have to preach, fighting for justice and those who are not free here.
Marvin, I've had the opportunity to talk with some folks, gotten to some heated debates about whether the equal rights fight is still relevant today. I've had some people tell me that, you know what, everyone has equal opportunities to succeed, that color doesn't matter nearly as much anymore, if at all, and that we need to stop asking for more because we're black, we're minority, we're female, we're gay, that's not necessary anymore. From your perspective, how do you see that?
You know, I believe where there is, where there is still poverty, where there is still injustice, where there is still discrimination, where there is still, some places segregation. We had a ruling a couple of weeks ago where, a woman, I believe in Pennsylvania, where she put up in, all a whites only sign in her pool. And her swimming pool, because she said that because of black people with chemicals in their hair, should not be swimming in her pool. And again, I believe the system vowed or looked at that and said that was an act of injustice, and they upheld that ruling, I believe, this past week. And so where there is, where there's still pockets of discrimination, pockets of injustice, racial injustice, I think we still have to fight for it. We have to fight for it, and particularly, I think we've made a great deal of improvement. I think we've made some great progress, and I believe there's been great success. But where there are still pockets of that, we have to continue rolling up our sleeves and continue to fight and bring awareness and continue to live this dream out.
Final question for Marvin Williams, who's the lead pastor at Lansing's Trinity Church. Marvin, is it still, you just mentioned an instance, is it still a problem here in the state of Michigan, in mid-Michigan?
I suppose it is. I suppose we have, we still have pockets, and we cannot legislate the person's heart. And I think we continue to teach, and that's what I do at Trinity. And I'm the senior teaching pastor at Trinity Church, I want to make sure that I'm teaching in such a way, that I'm living in such a way. And I celebrate the fact that Trinity called an African-American pastor to a predominantly white church, and we're changing, we're becoming more diverse. But it just says something about what God is doing in people's hearts at Trinity Church, the elders, the people, and for that to happen in 2009 and 2010, 11, and 12, I think we're seeing major, major improvement. But I'd imagine that we still have fights to fight here in Michigan.
Marvin Williams is with Lansing's Trinity Church. Marvin, thanks so much. Enjoy your day.
Tony, thanks a lot, man.